Right, we are going to look at the thorn in the flesh mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. But before we do that, I want to look at some other verses in the Bible that talks about thorn in the flesh and just see what it is. Right, Numbers 33, verse 55. But if you will not drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye set which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Okay, so that means there are the people, they would come in and they would overtake a certain place, and if you would let some of the inhabitants stay there, then those inhabitants would be a prick in your eye and thorns in your side. So it talks about people. Talks about people. Doesn't talk about sickness or disease or anything like that. This talks about people. And we can make a very nice New Testament thing about it and interpret spiritually and explain how the law will still bring a problem to your life if you don't get all the law out of your life but keep it in certain areas. Right. Now, that will be a nice message to preach one day. So some of you can just grab it and preach it there. Right, let's go to the next verse, and that will be in Joshua 23, verse 13. So this talks about a certain people that is before them, that if God could drive them out, it would not be a thorn in the side or a scourge in the side or a thorn in the eyes. You know, they would be delivered. People would live in absolute peace because these other people are making life so difficult. Okay, let's go to Judges. Judges, I think it's Judges. Let me just make sure here. Judges 2 verse 3. It says, wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. So here he comes and again, and he says that it talks about a certain people that will be a thorn in the side, you know, and a snare, you know, which makes life difficult. So this speaks about a freedom given to one person, but he's in the presence of other people that are actually the enemy. And this enemy, when you look at them and look at what they do and what they do to you, it is painful to you. Okay, right. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12, and let's read. Now, let's first go to chapter 11. Chapter 11. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So here he comes and he clearly says that he is very jealous with them, with the jealousy of God, godly jealousy. Okay, so he cares for them and he wants them to stay in the gospel of grace, and he was scared that other people would come, and we're going to see look at that now, or that they will be taken away through subtlety, through the snake, like you're talking about the snake. Satan sent the snake. That snake came and spoke to Eve, and she was corrupted from the simplicity of Christ. Right, okay, in the same way with us. For if he had come to preach another Jesus, so he talks about a messenger sent to preach another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you've received another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest of apostles. Now here he comes and he starts to just defend himself and say that he is actually a good apostle, and he did come with a good word, but that these people in Corinth came and they believed other preachers rather than Paul the apostle. But Paul was the one that loves them the most. They didn't put a burden on them. They didn't ask money from them. It was the one with a pure heart, whose ministry didn't look very good compared to the other apostles, you know, because he just had a small ministry working for himself kind of a thing. But the other apostles, they were the big shots, you know. But Paul said, well, and they could glory in how many followers they have and all those. And then some of these apostles weren't apostles of God. Let's have a look at it. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore? Because I love you not. Not because God knows that I do love you. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion. So it talks about people that want to boast here, and he's going to boast now, and actually be in the flesh by boasting. Okay? To cut off occasion, because there are people that want occasion to come and get these people who believe in Jesus back under the law and to be circumcised. That wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. So wants to show them that this thing they glory in, which was circumcision and having many followers, and to the Judaizing belief, that could be stopped. Verse 13, for such are false apostles. So there are people that are sent which are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Okay, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. That word angel is also the word messenger. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think of me a fool. Otherwise, yet as fools receive me, that I may boast myself a little. Now, what he comes here and he talks about apostles from Satan. Apostles from Satan. Now, let's just have a look at that quickly here. They change themselves into apostles of Christ. That word apostle is what I want to point out to you here. The apostle, here it is, delegate a messenger, one sent forth with orders. That's an apostle. Okay, right. Now let's go to chapter 12. I know this takes long, but this is the way we're going to explain this. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan. Okay, now I was just talking in chapter 11 about the messenger of Satan, what the thorn in the flesh was. So these were people. Paul came and he preached in the land which was inhabited by law and law ministers and the whole thing. He was one of the first that ever preached there. And as he preached, all this law could not be driven out. And he would stand and look at how Satan would come with his messengers, apostles, that came and mixed law, called the Judaizers, and came into the churches and broke the churches to pieces, so that he could not boast and say, well, look at what I, Paul, have done. You know, I believed in grace, and look at my massive ministry that I've started all over the place. And he couldn't boast, because what was happening everywhere Paul preached, these messengers, this messenger of Satan, which was the apostles of Satan, which were the people that came in after him and made merchandise of the church, slapped them in the face. If you just read on in chapter 12, do yourself a favor, read 2 Corinthians 10, 11, and 12, the whole thing, and see the context of this. And I can't do all of that now. We need to do some stuff and put in some effort and study this out. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. So he wanted to say, listen, man, I want to preach grace, and I want to see this massive manifestation. I want to see these ministries, these churches grow and everything. And then Paul would have felt that I am a success because I could believe in grace and see this fruit. But then there was, because of the abundance of revelation, Satan said, this Paul's message is too good, so let me send a messenger to destroy what he does. And he sent people, Judaizers, apostles mixing the gospel after Paul to destroy his work, getting them back into Judaism. And then he says, Lord, let this stop, please, because I'm persecuted. I'm really going through hard times. You know, and then Paul said, well, the only thing that I can boast in now is how I'm persecuted. So I can't boast in how much I've done, you know, although he's done a lot, but it always breaks when he leaves to a certain degree. But now he'll rather boast in, well, I got this wonderful revelation, and this sign, if we want to look at a sign of that this is wonderful, is how the messengers of Satan persecute me, how I've been through hard times, I've been in reproaches, in necessity, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. And now he boasts in that. He wanted that law messengers to go away. And I've also besought the Lord a couple of times concerning that and says, Lord, can you just remove these people? You know, because I want to see this ministry grow all over the world and more people believe it. He says, Bertie, don't rest in how many people believe in what you say. My grace, what I've done for you, is enough to produce peace in your life. You don't need to have all these other things. Although people will believe, some will believe, some won't believe. If they rejected Christ, they will reject you. If they believe the words of Jesus, they will believe you. If some of them didn't believe the words of Jesus, they will not believe you. So rest in what I've done for you. Don't rest in what I do through you. That's basically it. So the messenger that came was not sent from God. It was given him by Satan to destroy the revelation of what he believed. And he wanted God to take that away so that he could feel that his ministry is going somewhere. That's my view and opinion of that. So, and God didn't take it away because Paul wanted to rest in the physical things. God says that is not even important. And God knew that that will be like that until the return of Jesus Christ. And that was part of his master plan, to have the gospel preached everywhere. And then he comes. Okay, well, more on that in some other clip that I will make. Thanks, and if there's any other questions, you can just send it to info@dynamicministries.com. God bless.